We begin Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Siman Samach Aleph Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. Berachos Hagoyim V'Vag Tzas Brachos Pratiyus. Abba Tzrichim L'Hodos, there are four individuals who have to declare thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yardei Yam, people who travel in the sea, Kshigiyu L'Kachoyim Shechetzam, when they get to their destination, became Holchim Midbarius, people who travel through the desert, when other roads that there is a sakana, when they get to their destination. Included in this group, somebody was in danger of a nitzel himenu, and he was saved. A wall fell on him, he was hit by an axe, or shabal of lister bederech, or bandits attacked him at night on the road, v'shoyde delayla, v'nitzamahem kudoyma, and he was saved. There's an interesting machloikas ha-poiskim. What is the halacha if somebody travels on a plane? Does he have to say birchas ha-goymel? It was the opinion of the Belzer Rebbe that one does not have to, but it is the opinion of the Minchas Yitzchak and the Satmar Rebbe that one does say Tfilas Adarach when he takes a trip on a plane. Misha Yechayla, somebody who was ill, Shbeshakana, that a dangerous illness, Kaimaka Shachala, an internal issue, Hashem Mutl, Bemita Shloish Yamim, or he was laid off for 3 days, Machm Sachayim, because he was ill, Nisrape, and he got better, Vahailach Aburyai, and now he is able to be fine. But the Paiskim say that in order to say Birchas HaGoymel, you have to have been sick in something that is unusual. Somebody had a cold or something like that, even though he wasn't well for a couple of days, that is not considered a situation for which you say Birchas HaGoymel. Moreover, the Paiskim say if somebody was sick, really, really sick, that he would have to say Birchas HaGoymel, the halacha is he has to be completely well, that there should be no remnant of the original disease. Misha Yechavash Beis Asurim, somebody who was imprisoned, V'yotza, and was released. Here too, there are different minhagim, and many paiskim suggest that, of course, being in jail is never a pleasant experience, but if it wasn't a dangerous situation while the individual was imprisoned, he doesn't say Birchas HaGoymel. V'simanach v'chol ha-chaim duchosela, chaim stands for Chol Yisurim Yam Midbar. Ma'am Avarech, what is the Nusach HaBracha? Bracha to Hashem, al-Kerem Melech Olam, ha-goymel l'chayam, toish g'manu kol toiv, v'ashayim imamrim, and those that hear him recite the Bracha, respond, mishak melech kol toiv, hu yigamelech kol toiv selam. This bracha should be said in front of 10 individuals, chutz mimenu. But if impossible, you could have 10, including the person who's saying the bracha. Two of the 10 of the group should be talmid chachamim, shayiskim ba'alochas, that know the halacha, shenema b'rememua b'kal'om, v'moshu z'kenim ya'alua. And again, if you can't find Talmid Chacham to be the group in the group, after somebody gets an aliyah and he makes a bracha after the aliyah, that's when he should say Birchas HaGoymel. But the halacha is that if he could say Birchas HaGoymel even without having an aliyah. No, you shouldn't wait more than 3 days to say Birchas HaGoymel. And therefore, if the reason he's saying Birchas HaGoymel happened on Monday, you should say Birchas HaGoymel immediately, even without an aliyah, without a Sefer Torah. Don't wait till Thursday. Or if the person who has to say Birchas HaGoymel was an Ovel, they may not get an aliyah. Lo yamtam, he shouldn't wait. El yivarach yivad, immediately make the Birchas HaGoymel. Aich varach mu'umad, even though you're making the Birchas HaGoymel without an aliyah, you should say it Mu'umit standing b'fnei asar in front of 10 people, k'moshik safti. B'di'evet im icha yoysa mishloish yomim, and b'di'evet if you waited more than 3 days, yochel varach kam achakach. Our minig is that we always say birchas hagoyimel by an aliyah, even if it means waiting more than 3 days. Although the Paiskim say one should really never wait more than 5 days, it seems that the Paiskim say if that's the situation, you could still say Birchas HaGoyimel, but you only could say it as long, you could only say it as long as it's a situation where you remember the Simcha. And if there's a question if you should say it or not, you should say it without Shema Malchus. Sif Gimel. Mishnas loy neis. If somebody experienced a neis, yesh loy lahaft stok a mamik fi sagas yodai, he should designate some money as much as he could afford, v'chalik l'loim de Torah, to be distributed to those people who learn Torah, v'yoyim haredi nois samois, eilu tzaka, I'm giving this money to tzaka, v'yoratzen, shtei nachreves, nachshevs kila crafty taida, it should be considered like a brought a carbon taida, the toy royal is sakin azer tsrochen beir. It's also appropriate that he should donate for something to help the community. B'chal shana v'shana, every year, b'yoyim hazeh, the day that he experienced this miracle, yizboinan lahayis l'Hashem yizbaruch shmai, he should think about thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, spend some time thinking about how he has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'saper s'neis, and to publicize the neis. And one of the other menhagim is to make a suda seida, to make a meal where you declare publicly your thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he has done for you. And if it happens, says the Kaf HaChaim, that an entire community had a miracle, so that's a day that they don't say tachnun, it's a yonta for them. Sif Dalet, HaNichnas Lachastam, somebody goes to have bloodletting, became Koyim Shiach Lo Yishta, or Yasa Ezad Dovel Rafur, or before he goes through a medical procedure, Yisbal Koyim, before he actually goes through the procedure, he should say it, Tfilah Tzar V'Yomer, Ratzof Nach Hashem Alakai V'Alakai V'Sai, it should be your will, Hashem, Shihili Esek Zel Rafur, that this, what I'm going to have, should be Rafur, Kroy Fechinam Ata. If he's eating something or drinking something, even though it's for a fuah, if it's something you're eating and drinking, you should make a bracha. First say this tefillah, and then make the bracha. He says that's what I think is the halacha, because we don't want to have any time interruption between the bracha and the eating. Lacha sheik is dam. And after he went through the procedure, Omer, Baruch Ato Hashem al Ken Melech Olam, Roifei Chaylam. Sifhei, Hamas'atesh, if somebody sneezes, Omer Lechaveroi, the people who are standing, they should say, Asusa. Vuhu Yomer, and he should respond, Baruch Tia, Vakach Omer Lishuascha, Kivisi Hashem, Damaspala Chaveroi, if you daven and you daven for somebody else, the Hunan Atchila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will take care of you first. The Paiskim say that even though it says you should say L'Shuoscha Kivisi Hashem, this is not a situation where one should mention Hashem's name, so they should say Hashem, but not say out Hashem's name.